Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, and welcome to today's Caffeine for the Soul. And today's podcast feels like a risky one, and so I want to put a bunch of disclaimers up front. If you're struggling personally right now, then hopefully this will be comforting. You'll find something in here that gives you a sense of hope and a nicer feeling about things. But if you're really struggling, there are professionals whose job it is to help. And I really encourage you to seek out that help if that's what you need. And in the meantime, you might find this helpful. And if you're trying to help somebody who's experienced trauma in the past and feels like they're still suffering in the present because of it, then hopefully this will be helpful to you as well. And I got the idea for this. I posted a quote. It's a long quote from Sid Banks. There's going to be a lot of Sid Banks today. And if you don't know who Sid Banks is, Sid Banks was a Scottish mystic. He was actually a welder who had an enlightenment experience and went from a very ordinary man to a very ordinary man who had an extraordinary experience that in sharing helped thousands, tens of thousands, I don't know, hundreds of thousands, a lot of people, including me. And the quote that I posted of his that prompted this is this: "The happiness you're looking for is inside you. It really is. That's where mental health lies. Everybody is only one thought away from whatever you're looking for. If you can find that one thought, then do you know what it does? It gives you a nice feeling. And that's what you're looking for. There isn't one human being in this world that's not looking for nice feelings, because you can't get a nice feeling from somebody else. A nice feeling has to be inside you. And if you can take all those negative thoughts away and get nice feelings, you'll start living a nice, healthy, happy life. It's that simple. If you get a nice feeling today, you're getting it." And I love that quote for the reminder that what we're looking for is quite simple. A nice feeling is both the goal and the path. It's what lets us know that we're seeing more clearly, we're being more present, but it's also the fruit of seeing more clearly and being more present. And I posted this and a few people said, "Well, what about if you've experienced trauma? What about for people with PTSD?" And I started looking around for a resource I could point them to and couldn't find one, isolated. And so I thought I'd take some of my thoughts, some of Sid Banks's thoughts, and hopefully they'll give you a whole new way of thinking about trauma that might be helpful. So the first time I ever really came across somebody who was suffering from a trauma in the past, I was hosting my radio show, and Byron Katie was my guest. And Byron Katie is an American woman who had an enlightenment experience and has gone on to help tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands of people, including me. And she came on and she asked us to get her somebody to work with. And we asked, "Are there any restrictions?" And she said, no. She said, "Absolutely anyone." And so we put out a request, and one person had such an extraordinary story that we chose her. And please, again, this might be very difficult for you to hear. So if you're concerned about that, there are other podcasts you can listen to. But essentially, she had been throughout her childhood locked in a cage and raped and taken out of the cage to be raped, put back in the cage. And that was her childhood for about 6 years. And it was horrific even reading her story, but then hearing her tell it was heart-wrenching. And then Katie, I wish to God I had the recording, because all Katie really did, besides sit with her in a nice feeling, is get her to just gently question her thoughts about what had happened to her. Not to make it okay that it had happened, but to make it okay now for her. And she, in a remarkably short amount of time, I remember it as being about 10 minutes, this woman who had been suffering from a kind of PTSD from her childhood was laughing and said, I haven't felt this light that I can remember in my life. Now that was really amazing. What was startling to me was we then fielded phone call after phone call from therapists and I'm sure very well-meaning people basically cursing at Katie for, that's what Byron Katie, she calls herself Katie, but cursing at her for how dare she make it okay what happened to this woman. And I'm thinking, I've just witnessed a miracle and people are so stuck on the idea that because some horrible things have happened to us, that has to become part of our self-definition. It has to be who we are forevermore, that person who went through that. And I saw that day, and I've seen dozens of times since that day, that simply isn't true. Regardless of what's happened to us in the past, we can have a fresh start. It's the very nature of resilience. And I wanted to read some of Sid's thoughts on the past. And these are from his book, The Missing Link. When Eastern mystics describe the now, they are not talking about today as a specific day of the month and year. Their meaning goes deeper. When such people refer to the now, they mean the personal mind is free from the contaminants of yesterday's memories and fears. This in turn frees the mind to see with clarity things as they are, not through distorted memories and apprehensions. Living in the now requires a clear mind. In clearing our minds, we may have to give up something to receive something. If you wanted to replace a glass of stale wine with fresh wine, first you must pour out the old wine. It is the same with clearing our minds of unwanted, stale thoughts. We must rid ourselves of yesterday's negative thoughts to receive today's new and positive feelings. I do not ask anyone to ignore their past experiences. This would be denial, and denial is not a healthy state. Instead, seek a clearer understanding of the past. Realize that the negative feelings and emotions from past traumatic experience are no longer true. They are merely memories, a collection of old, stale thoughts. As surely as rust slowly destroys the strongest steel, hate and negative thoughts erode the soul of humanity. Negative thoughts are like scratches on a window. They stop you from seeing life with clarity. When the negative thoughts cease, the scratches disappear, and the window becomes crystal clear. Then the beauty and positive aspects of life can be seen. The past is dead. Forget what is old and dead, and start life anew. Discard the restless, haunting ghosts of yesterday, and set yourself free to live the beauty of today. I remember somebody on a workshop asking if this notion that we were sharing, that we live in an experience of thought, and therefore if we don't think it, we don't experience it, was a form of denial. And I remember the image that came to me was of one of those big multiplex movie theaters where there's 16 movies playing at the same time. Choosing the movie that you think you'll really enjoy is not denying the existence of the other 15 movies. It's just choosing a nicer feeling, a nicer life, over the one that maybe habit has taught you to live. I hope this is helpful, and I'll finish it by going back to what Sid said. A nice feeling has to be inside you. And if you can take all those negative thoughts away and get nice feelings, you'll start living a nice, healthy, happy life. It's that simple. If you get a nice feeling today, you're getting it. And if you've gotten a nice feeling from listening today, you're getting it. Have fun, learn heaps, and I'll talk to you soon.